It's the Larry Kudlow Show. Free market prosperity starts here. Now, here's Larry Kudlow.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. Great to be with you. We bring in an old friend, Jerry Baker, former Wall Street Journal editor-in-chief, currently a Wall Street Journal editor-at-large. He's a columnist. He's a Fox News commentator. He and I used to joust a little bit on the old McLaughlin show, Jerry, if you remember that. That's how we met.
My goodness, Larry, that is going back. That's going back some way, but I do remember. I remember pretty well.
I think it's over 20 years ago. And Jerry Baker has a new book out, very interesting and very important book. It's called American Breakdown, Why We No Longer Trust Our Leaders and Institutions, and How We Can Rebuild Confidence. And, Jerry, I'm reading you this morning in the Wall Street Journal your article, How American Institutions Went From Trust to Bust. And if you permit me, for our listeners, the lead graph here, at the heart of America's political and cultural turmoil is a crisis of trust. In the space of a generation, the people's confidence in their leaders and their most important institutions to do the right thing has collapsed. The federal government, big business, the media, education, science and medicine, technology, religious institutions, law enforcement, and others have seen a precipitous decline. You know what, Jerry? I can't say you're wrong. I mean, I really can't. Having lived through all this stuff, tell us about it. You got your new book out.
Thanks, Larry. I really appreciate it. Well, I'm glad you can't say you're wrong, although I'm very happy to joust with you as we used to on the McLaughlin Group all those years ago. Look, I mean, I think this, I've been working on this for a while. There are many, many political problems we have in this country. We know that right now. But I do really think this is the core problem, which and explains not just the kind of the various pathologies in American political life right now, but explains so much of what's happened in the last 10 years. It explains Donald Trump. It explains, you know, the anger that people feel. It explains this extraordinary partisanship and polarization that we've seen. People have stopped trusting their institutions, and what I write in, and by the way, also stopped trusting each other to some extent. What I write in the book, what I try to explore in the book, by looking at these institutions, is how and why that happened. What are the reasons why people no longer trust what they read in the news? And the news media, Larry, as you won't be surprised to hear, is probably the most striking and stunning drop in public confidence. You know, 30, 40 years ago, in the 70s and 80s, polls, by the way, Gallup have been doing these polls consistently every year for the last 50 years. 30, 40 years ago, this poll found that something like three-quarters of Americans said, yeah, I generally trust what I see in the news, what I read in the news. Today, that number's down to about 14-15%. It's true for everything else, too, the federal government, for law enforcement, for technology companies, for big business. And I think the reason, and there are many reasons, we can talk about it, but I think the core reason is just this widening gulf between these elites who have seized control of these institutions in the last 20, 30 years. These homogenous elites, all educated in the same way. They all think the same way. They all have the same sets of sort of progressive ideas and values. And they have essentially taken hold of these institutions and driven these institutions, and indeed driven the country in a direction that, you know, frankly, just most Americans don't want to go. And that's why people don't trust them anymore.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Yeah, the elites have taken like 10 giant steps to the left. And that's just not where the country is. You know, Jerry, I'm looking forward to reading the book. I'm hoping you'll send it to me because I'm a poor, impoverished talk show host. But the two that stick out, one is, you just mentioned it, the news media, the mainstream media. And the other one is the politicalization of the justice system, or the weaponization of the justice system. And the thing about the justice system, you know, okay, they're going after Donald Trump right now because Biden's in the White House, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, Jerry, it won't matter. I mean, it could go the other way, too. I mean, Trump has said this. I mean, the justice system is so essential to American democracy, and it just seems like people are running roughshod over it.
Well, it is, unfortunately, you know, the it's the phenomenon that most clearly marks the transition of a country, of a democracy, from a sort of genuine democracy, unfortunately, into a kind of a banana republic. And that is a very worrying, you know, that's what you see in countries, you know, Larry, you've been around a while. I've reported on these things for a long time. That's the kind of thing you see in these countries, in Latin America, for example, in the 1980s and 1990s, when somebody will get into power and then use the tools of law enforcement to go after their political enemies. What's so interesting, Larry, and I do talk about this a little bit in the book, is that, you know, the justice process is, in a sense, in this country, has always been politicized, right? You have, unlike a lot of other countries, you have elected, you know, at the state level, you have elected prosecutors and elected judges in many, many states. And, of course, at the federal level, the Justice Department is, you know, part of the administration over which the president is elected. And it has, there have been periods in our history when, you know, there have been worries about that, J. Edgar Hoover, for goodness sake, was FBI director for 50 years, was widely seen as going after his political enemies. I don't think we've seen anything, though, like what we've seen in the last few years. And I think what's made it worse, Larry, is the way in which, in particular, the media has, in the past, the media would expose these things. It was the position of the news media, it was the role of the news media to be a watchdog for this, because there's always been that temptation, right from the earliest days of the Republic, there's always been that temptation and that ability of law enforcement to be used as a political tool, but you've had checks and balances, the media being one, Congress being another, you've had these other institutions that are around to make sure that if it does happen, then it can be reined back. That's gone again, Larry. I mean, and again, because nobody trusts these other institutions either. So you have this dangerous situation where law enforcement, like so many other branches of the government, can simply be used now to achieve political ends. And that's, as you say, that's a very worrying and a very dangerous state.
Very bad. And it'll cut both ways. I mean, it can be a Republican thing. It can be a Democratic thing. One guy that abused this system very badly was a Republican named Richard Nixon many, many, many years ago. And, Jerry, you do write, though, in this morning's piece, which I think comes out of the book, only two institutions, the military and small business, enjoy the confidence of a majority of Americans. Tell us more about that one, please.
Yeah, it's interesting that. I mean, by the way, even the military in recent years has seen its numbers decline, and I think that's part of the sort of because of some extent the behavior, I think, of some military leaders in the Trump administration and the kind of woke, unfortunately, the sort of woke progressive ideology that seems to have gripped even parts of the military. The military has seen its numbers decline, but still, I mean, a large majority of Americans still say they still trust the military. Look, I think, and small businesses, enjoys high levels of support. The lessons I draw from that are two things, and I say this in the book, twofold. One is the military, generally speaking, obviously the military back in the 1970s after Vietnam, the military was highly polarizing and highly divided. And then what you've had is a high level of professionalism for 30, 40 years, a high level of professionalism and a commitment to the ideals of American government, to the American system that is represented by the military. And I think that's one important lesson. And the lessons of small business, and this is really interesting, is whereas faith in big business has collapsed, faith in small business has increased, and that, I think, reflects small, local and small. People, we need to give more power to people to run their own, own communities. Small power, they like small business, they like local government. That's part of the answer here to restoring trust, is devolving so much of the power that we have in this country away from big government, away from big business, away from big tech, towards people themselves. Hand people, give people back the power to run their own lives.
Oh, I love that. I love that, Jerry Baker. It's terrific stuff. Hopefully you'll come on the TV show and we'll talk some more about the book.
I'd love to.
Folks,
thanks,
it's Jerry Baker.
I will, of course, send you a copy, even though you can afford one.
Yeah, no, because, you know, I'm impoverished, anchor. Jerry Baker, Wall Street Journal, now Fox News. The name of the book is American Breakdown, why we no longer trust our leaders and institutions, and how we can rebuild our confidence. Thanks, Jerry Baker. We're going to take a quick break. On the other side, the great Michael Goodwin, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, New York Post columnist, going to talk about the decline of New York City. Kind of breaks my heart, but there's a lot of truth to that, too.